That's a Vomit Launch. Wrapping up that set of music for the mock of the Bats. Little Kiwi Pop. If you have not figured out what Kiwi Pop is, that basically is a prime example, each and every one of those songs in their own incarnation. Vomit Launch doing Block of Wood, which I can safely say my favorite Bat song of all time is the original version of that. Before the Vomit Launch, how about, I just like saying Vomit Launch, Sam Bassador doing Claudine from their Coastal Affairs album. Also from Cincinnati, Ohio, Sorry Eric doing a version of Miss These Things. Went back to 1981 from the Birthday Party for a non-Bat song, but Bats in the theme, and their song Release the Bats. The Wellington.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. You're listening to the Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the next 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this next hour, we're going to hear from Wynonie Harris, some fine old R&B from the 1950s and 60s. Layton Hopkins recording around the same time as well, singing about his automobile. Plus Josh White from out in California. So he's going to be singing about picking cotton. Back in the 1930s. All right. Coming up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's find ourselves with Buddy Guy and Junior Wells. Here they are performing together on a disc called Can't Quit the Blues. This is When You See the Tears from My Eyes. Buddy Guy and Junior Wells here on the Deep Blues Hour.
I can't sleep no more. Yeah. All the critters and frog to keep me company. You know there's a lonesome wind blowing around my door.
Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme, showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotion and other partnership opportunities.
Say I'm about tomorrow, cause it's too soon to tell. somebody say, "Champ, are you gonna quit it or stick with it?" I said, "Life is life any way you live it, and that's all right. Everything's okay. Can't speak about tomorrow, cause that's another day. Your suitcase is packed, trunk's already gone. I can tell by that you ain't gonna be here long, but that's okay. Yes, that's okay. We'll be right back.
white lightning done gone to my head. Thank y'all out. Thank y'all out. We really appreciate that.
A nice sort of live recording of R.L. Burnside and the Sound Machine from 1980. And that was Jumper hanging out on the line, one of his signature tunes, which was recorded on a disc called Raw Electric, featuring recordings 1979, 1980 there through Insider Sounds Records. Plus, we also heard from Lowell Fulson from his release, Them Update Blues. That was Too Soon to Tell. From Lowell Fulson. Up next, we're going to hear a contemporary, so to speak, of R.L. Burnside. Kenny Brown is a gentleman who played in R.L. Burnside's band and got very much deeply embedded in the North Mississippi Hill Country Blues. Here he is from his release called Meet Ya in the Bottom. Devil Ride is the name of the song. Kenny Brown here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Thank you. WRCT in sound from way out.
Beware. you don't give a darn.
Hop Wilson and I'm a Stranger, recorded 1960 on a Bullseye disc called Houston Ghetto Blues. There from Hop Wilson. Plus we heard from the Carter Brothers, recorded in the late 60s for a disc called On Blues on Tour, recorded for Jewel Records. That was Anything for You, Baby, from the Carter Brothers. All right, up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, we're going to hear from Mercy D. Walton, from his release Troublesome Mind that came out on Arhuli Records back in 1961. Here he is with One Room Country Shack. Mercy D here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Is a raggedy old 11-foot cotton sack. I wake up every night around midnight. People, I just can't rest no more. I wake up every night around midnight. I just can't rest no more. Well, but only crickets and frogs to keep me company, and the wind howling round my. Thank you. in the morning. I'm about to go out of my mind. I'm gonna leave soon in the morning. I'm about to go out of my mind. Oh, I'm gonna find me some kind of a companion, even if she's dumb, deaf, crippled, and blind.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAIN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
It was an early Sunday morning, and the church was crowded full. Old Elder Brown was raving. He was angry as a bull. The congregation sensed it, and they knew just what he meant when he said, "My text today is you sinners must repent." Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well? Deacon Jones knelt down to pray. All he said was, "Hey, hey." So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. Now who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. I'm feeling mighty fine. I'm high as a Georgia pine.
So who?
What in this world to do? gonna get in my airplane. Gonna get in my airplane. Gonna sail all around the world. Gonna sail all over this town. Good morning, little school girl. Good morning, little school girl. Can I go home? Can I go home with you? Now tell your mom and your papa that I'm a little school boy too. I don't know how I live. I don't know how I live. Honey, what in this world? Honey, what in this world could do? Now, I don't mean to hurt your feelings. Shouldn't even get mad.
All right. Hammy Nixon there, and Good Morning, Schoolgirl. Recorded 1984 for Highwater Records, that from a release called Tappin' That Thing. That's, of course, a Mississippi Fred McDowell tune that was one of his signature tracks there, performed by Hammy Nixon, who grew up probably only about 40 miles away from Mississippi Fred McDowell, but they're both actually from West Tennessee originally, right there. All right, before Hammy, we heard from Wynonie Harris, and Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well? All right. Up next, we're going to hear from Lightnin' Hopkins, one of his classic recordings from the late 40s, early 50s. Here he is with Automobile. Lightnin' Hopkins on the Deep Blues Hour.
I saw you riding around. You was riding in a brand new automobile. Yes, I saw you riding around. You was riding around in a brand new automobile. Yes, you were sitting there happy with your handsome driver at the wheel. In your brand new automobile. Your face was tempting with powder. Your lip was all full of rouge. Yes, your face was tempting with powder. And your face all full of rouge. Yes, but I know you was coming home. When you find out your drive didn't mean you no good in your brand new automobile. Done, baby. Darling, you know I love you still. Out of all you done, baby. Darling, you know I love you still. Yes, I know you don't worry about no one driver. It's too many lanes to drive your bill. In your brand new automobile.
Would you like to take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
Folk rattle, young one too. Don't nobody rattle like the way I do. But I'm a rattlesnake daddy. This I'm a rattlesnake daddy. This I'm a rattlesnake daddy. Hunt rattle all night long. When I throw my rattlers across my back, watch brown skin, you better clear the track. But I'm a rattlesnake daddy. This I'm a rattlesnake daddy. Sit down, my rails, think daddy, hunt rattle all night long. Said rattle down in Georgia, rattle down in Maine, been a soul rattle at your bus. I'm a rattlesnake daddy. Did I'm a rattlesnake daddy? Honey, rattle all night long. Said rattle last night, the night before. Wake up this morning, gonna rattle some more. Cause I'm a rattlesnake daddy. This I'm a rattlesnake daddy. This I'm a rattlesnake daddy. Hunt rattle all night long.
A little song right there by Henry Sims called Be True, Be True Blues. That's from a collection called Charlie Patton Complete Recordings from late 20s, early 30s. That disc features not only Charlie Patton, but a few of his contemporaries and friends. Henry Sims among them. Yeah, there you go. Be True Blues. All right. And we also heard from John Jackson from his release, Don't Let Your Deal Go Down. That was Rattlesnake and Daddy from 1965. And John Jackson. All right, let's hear from Ben Ferguson next. This is from a Yazoo collection called Ruckus, Juice, and Chitlins, the Great Jug Bands, classic recordings of the 1920s and 30s. This is Try and Treat Her Right from Ben Ferguson here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Run you down about her. She's a girl from my home. Soon you're gonna treat her right.
Millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Your child may be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning $48,600 a year or more may qualify. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. It's a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For more information or to enroll today, go to healthcare.gov. That's healthcare.gov.
I've been picking no cotton, Lord, no high cotton can I see. I've been picking no cotton, no high cotton can I see. I'll be glad when this cotton's picked, I'll be happy as I can be. When you pickin' low cotton, you got to get down on your bended knee. When you pickin' low cotton, get down on your bended knee. One who planted slow cotton, that gave me such a dirty deed. I'm gonna pray to my father, I'm going to bow my head and knee. I'm gonna pray to my father, I'm going to bow my head and knee. One who planted slow cotton, oh, it makes me rock and reel. the president, I destroy this cotton that's worrying us. How's the president? Ooh, wee, wee. Billy Condon can make you donkeys, won't you fight and coast? So that nothing can I do. I'm not the president, so that nothing can I do. Cotton is worrying me just the same as it's worrying you.
Tune there from Bumblebee Slim. That was entitled You Don't Mean Me No Good, recorded 1935 there, and on a disc called Baby So Long from Bumblebee Slim. Plus we heard from Josh White, recordings made in the early 30s. There he was with Low Cotton from Josh White. All right, time for one last track here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to hear from Catfish Keith. This is from his release called A True Friend Is Hard to Find. It's a gospel retrospective that he put out on his own record label. Here's Catfish Keith and One Kind Favor on the Deep Blues Hour.
Favor I'll ask of you. One kind favor I'll ask of you. One kind favor and I'll ask of you. that my grave is kept clean. Hear that church bell toll? Ever hear that church bell toll? Ever hear that church bell toll? Another poor boy's dead and gone. Got no wind. Lonely lane ain't got no wind. Lonely lane ain't got no wind. Coming down with your long lost friend. Long lost friend. Coughing sound. Did you ever hear that coughing sound? Did you ever hear that coughing sound? Another poor boy's dead and gone.
Welcome to the David Pakman Show. I'm Farron Cousins. I've been sitting in for David Pakman this week, and we have a lot to cover today, so let's go ahead and jump right in. Obviously, one of the biggest things happening right now in the country that's not named Joe Manchin is the Omicron variant. According to the new numbers, the Omicron variant now makes up 73% of new COVID cases. And of course, with holiday travel happening right now, these are the numbers from last Friday. Holiday travel is happening, holiday this weekend. We can expect those numbers to climb even higher. And that is why, of course, on Tuesday, President Joe Biden, once again, just like he did in September, came out and addressed the nation to both soothe our fears and remind us that we can protect ourselves, at least to a certain degree, from this virus. He, just like in September again, reiterated that this is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And at this point, not getting a booster shot is also kind of seen as not being fully vaccinated. We are seeing a drop-off in efficacy. So if you got your vaccine, your first two doses, February, March of this year, depending on the vaccine, it could be down to roughly a 40% efficacy compared to where it was several months ago if you do not get vaccinated. You're still offered some protection from it, obviously. It does, of course, reduce risk of hospitalization and death, but that is why those booster shots are so important. These vaccines do not last forever. This mRNA vaccine is not a forever thing. And booster shots may be something that we have to live with for the foreseeable future. And the Biden administration is also saying we're going to get tests out to American citizens, 500 million tests they're pledging. So that is a step forward. And of course, that is due to pressure. It was only, what, a week, 2 weeks ago when Jen Psaki, during a press conference, you know, kind of dismissed the idea of giving the public free COVID tests. And now suddenly it's a reality after everybody pushed back on that issue. So the administration is responding to pressure. Also worth noting, but off topic, the fact that now they're even considering extending the student loan debt repayments, pushing that back further down the road. Again, this is due to public pressure. But it all underscores, obviously, the bigger point here. Omicron is running rampant here in the United States. Whereas a handful of weeks ago, we had one case out in California, one case in Minnesota. Now it's 73.2% of all new cases. And of course, that number is expected to rise. There's still too much we do not know about Omicron. So again, the best advice, and this is what Biden is telling us, is be safe. We don't have to go into a panic, he told us. We're not going back to lockdowns, which I don't know. Maybe that is something we should discuss here in America. We never really had real lockdowns anyway. Let's be honest about it. We had 50 different states doing 50 different things because our federal government, then run by the Trump administration, didn't want to do anything. So that's why we got pummeled with COVID in the first year. And then, of course, by the time Biden came back, everything was reopened. He didn't want to send us back to lockdowns, and he still refuses to do that. So I don't think, regardless of how bad it gets, I don't think Biden's going to put us back in that situation anyway, even if we need it. I think he feels kind of like Trump